Good afternoon, everyone. I think we're ready to get started. I will introduce myself. I'm Karen Lentz, Director of Operations and Policy Research, ICANN. This study is one of a number of reviews that relate to the impact of the new GTLD program. And this one obviously is focused on the impact of the program on the Roots River system. So I'm just going to give a brief introduction as to the context, and I will turn it over to our team here. The study stems from a pre-existing commitment, among other things, to make sure that the experience of adding many more TLDs to the route and that impact on the system is thoroughly reviewed and evaluated to determine whether any changes or additional steps should be undertaken prior to continuation of the program, resulting in new application, more delegations of TLDs. And so we've published earlier this year a request for proposals for qualified firms to conduct the study, received several very good ones, and I evaluated them through the process to be able to conduct this study. And we've recently engaged a consortium of providers to do this, consisting of the Netherlands organization, SIDN, and NLNet Labs. And so I will turn it over to Bart Heisen, who will take you through the rest of the presentation.
Could you hand me the ND?
Yeah.
And welcome, everybody. As you may see on the feed, if I can flip it back for a sec, we've been coming to an agreement with ICANN on performing this study from our partners just recently. I understand there's some confusion about some participants here may be expecting some results from the study, but actually we'll be presenting our study approach to you. And we'll be very open and eager to hear your reflections on the approach that we envisage. Any interaction will be very welcome during. Maybe it's good to have a short introduction of the three consortium partners in this team. To start with TNO. TNO is the largest knowledge institute in the Netherlands that is not for profit and organized to the mission to stimulate innovation within the Netherlands and beyond. We are actually with about 3,000 experts in fields of that are all related, but also in life science research. We are conducting research projects in international setting for quite a lot. Actually, I think one third of our turnover is in international projects. Recently, I've been involved myself also in the Scaling the Roots study that has been commissioned by ICANN in 2009. Our role in this project will be to contribute our expertise regarding model-based analysis of the DNS behavior, and we will act as a project leader of this consortium. Maybe Christian, I can.
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Christian Hesselman. I'm with SIDN. We're the registry for .nl, the Netherlands country code top-level domain. We're currently about 5.6 million domain names, and we have a lot of expertise in this managing ccTLD, also in particular for the security and stability of a ccTLD of that size. We're also a not-for-profit organization, and the research in this project will be carried out by SIDN Labs, which is the R&D team of SIDN. And the folks in that team have a large, have quite a significant experience in data analysis.
Benno Hoofdreinder, NLNet Labs. NLNet Labs is a small, not-for-profit company. We do research and software development on internet technology. And more specifically, we are quite well known for the DNS software we found and OpenDNSSEC. We do also run a number of research projects measuring. We do a lot of measurements with academia on the impact of new technologies on the internet, the effect, barriers for deployment of new technology. And our role in will be the data analysis, the measurements of data collection.
Thanks so far for the introduction of the consortium partners. Let me proceed with a first sheet on our vision regarding to approach the answers requested in the RFP. Of course, the top two bullets are to provide answers to ICANN as they requested in the RFP. In fact, ICANN requested for a clear view of the current impact of the new GTLD program on the security and stability of the DNS, and to identify steps to safeguard the root system security and stability. Now, in our vision, as you see on the top bullet, I think we shouldn't only do that as a one-time analysis. It should not only be for the current status. Now, new GTLDs are being introduced gradually into the root zone, but it should be also forward-looking. And in particular, on the bottom part, we express our idea or our vision that it should be more or less continuous. So in order to be able to create a good playground and a, to get commonly accepted best practice results, we think it's very important to be open and transparent about this study approach. This is one of the reasons why we're sitting here right now to request any feedback and input from the community. In addition, a much more elaborate description of our study approach will be published shortly via ICANN channels and be posted for public comments. So if I'm brief here and there in my presentation, rest assured that there'll be more information shortly. Nevertheless, any questions you may have are very welcome here. So we're actually trying to be as open as possible and try to contribute to a broad consensus on DNS root stability in the new GTLD program. Given this vision of our study, here are some of the things that we are actually going to do during the study. Our idea is to be as objective as possible and to make it a data-driven study, so as much evidence-based as we can. In order to achieve this, we will do active measurements, so we will initiate DNS traffic and see how the DNS system will respond to that. We will look at log files from, for example, root server operators, but also many other data sources. And we will investigate public data sources, such as, for example, within DNSOERC, we have the root zone file repository, which is also a source of data that we can use to get some idea on the stability of the DNS and how it changes with the introduction of new GTLDs. In order to be forward-looking, we thought it's very important not only to stick with data analysis from the current system as is. We are planning to create a simulation model based on the data analysis, where we will use simulation models in order to extrapolate certain parameters. For example, if we have seen certain phenomena which are valid current system, we may want to have an additional parameter in the simulation model, which says, okay, what if we expand the number of new GTLDs even further? What will be their impact on the stability of the DNS? In order to be able to do a continuous study instead of a one-time measurement only, we foresee that we are going to make the instrumentation that we will use during the data analysis and during the measurements and use that to make them available to the community of the of ICANN's community, actually, in order for others also to validate what the measurement results are, and also to be able to conduct further studies for data analysis after we finished our formal project here. The conditions under which this instrumentation will be made available will be discussed later in the project. I think it's a bit too early now to forecast how this will be proceeded. One step deeper into the active measurements, what do we foresee to do there? One of the instruments that we are going to use there is the RIPE Atropes infrastructure. Our consortium has some software framework which allows very easy deployment of new probe-based measurements. And also such that we can repeat measurements over time, over and over again. And based on these form, we will be able to do continuous measurements. Measurements will be done from different sets of protocols, which is IPv4. Probably also for larger DNS response, we'll have to use BSP kind of protocols, DNSSEC. So we'll be validating over a wide range of protocols in order to initiate our active measurements. In addition to the active measurements, we will use log file analysis principles, so passive measurements, and we will be collecting data from available sources. So far, we've been having contact with representatives of the root service, IKNL. We'll be discussing with these guys on how we can get access, on under which conditions we can get access to data. In addition to that, we'll also use SEDN's .nl data in order to explore a bit on the data sets themselves in order to determine what metrics are valuable and what data we need for. Then we can play around a bit more with the data sets since they're in our available within our own consortium. We are very open, actually, to investigate any other data sets, day in the life data sets or others. If you feel in the circumstance that you can provide us with any data, in particular if it's related to a root server operator data, we'd be very interested in chatting with you on under what conditions we could get access to those data sets. Of course, we'll be doing some careful planning here on what will be measured and what analysis will be done on these data sets. We'll be defining specific DNS stability metrics. We'll also be determining on how long, how much data we need for how much period of time in order to get some stable results out of this. I don't know if anybody feels triggered here to provide any data yet, but... please feel free to do so. And then, as I already mentioned, we are looking at public data sources, such as from DNS OARC, which has stored all the root zone files for, I think, the last 10 years or something like that in their repository. This is accessible for DNS OARC members, so we will use this kind of data sources, just as an example, actually. What we will do is we can extract information from those root zone files, such as what's the root zone file size, does it vary over time, what's the impact of new gtlds on this, were any possible errors seen in the root zone files so far and in particular points in time or for any particular tlds probably, possibly. So that kind of analysis we'll do based on a history of root zone files. Of course, this is not the only public data source. Also, ICANN has its centralized zone data service from which we will be retrieving information to do a similar kind of analysis. And we will be searching for several other sources too in order to get as clear picture as possible on all aspects of the root zone. Then on to the forward-looking analysis part. What we'll be doing is, based on the analysis of the collected data service, we'll be trying to find correlations between the data sets. Just to give an example, if we are going to combine active measurements, we'll be inserting DNS traffic into the DNS, and we'll be trying to find those insertions that we did in the passive monitoring data that we'll retrieve on log files. And just in order to get indications for correlations, such as what was the end-to-end round-trip time of a response and a query response direction relative to the number of instantaneous DNS queries that were fired at a particular part of the route. So if we'd be able to find that kind of correlations, we'll be trying to find some invariants based on which we can build predictions of, okay, what if the number of queries per second would have increased? What would their impact be on DNS round-trip time as seen from outside of the root zone? If you have done so, we'll be also investigating several statistical characteristics of those. The ultimate goal of doing this is to be able to do what-if scenarios. So what if the root zone would grow in terms of number of GTLDs, but also other kind of parameters may have a what-if scenario behind them. And this simulation model would enable us to look a bit further into the future on future possible scenarios. And in addition, based on the data analysis, we are quite sure that we are going to see some uncertainties. All data analysis is always surrounded with some confidence levels and some uncertainty regarding specific parameters that we're monitoring. Not each day will give exactly the same results. The simulation model would also be able to enable us to do some sensitivity analysis of parameters that are simply varying over time, or from which the data analysis itself is not quite clear on what the exact numbers are. So this is where we're going to use our simulation modeling to do what-if scenarios and sensitivity analysis on the data. Now here's a diagram which gives you some indication of the type of metrics that we'll be looking at. The set of metrics is not defined yet, so any further suggestions on where to look for and how to define DNS stability are very open to those. These actually include the parameters that have been specified in RSX02 document. For example, name a few of those green blobs, which are more or less DNS stability indicators. Something like the publishing latency, the time taken between a notify from the distribution master until that information is available from root operator side. Other indicators I already mentioned, such as a DNS round trip time, which you can measure from the RSO perspective, so the time that a DNS query comes in until it's been responded to. But we're going to use our active measurements also to see the DNS round-trip times from either some of the recursive resolvers or even beyond that, so from the client perspective. What we're also intending to do is to do some DNSSEC chain validations, so try to hook up the DNSSEC crypto key material responded by the root and validate them towards the new GTLDs that are quite at least some of the measurements that we will be doing throughout our study and that we will be reporting on later. Further, once again, additional suggestions for root security and stability metrics are very welcome. We're very well aware of there have been many discussions in all kinds of fora on what the set of DNS health or DNS stability parameters should be. We'll be looking at a lot of previous studies on this and symposia which they have come up with. And we'll be composing a document on a set of DNS health metrics. Then I'll proceed with our breakdown of work within the study. Actually, we separated in more or less 7 work packages. First work package is including this session, actually. It's involving root server operators and the DNS community. We've planned a number of initiatives to get engagement with the DNS community and to get data collection from root server operators. Which then we'll complement with measurements that we'll design and use. And in Work Package 3, we will analyze those security and stability. In Work Package 4 is our simulation model, so the first scenario analysis of the root DNS root security. And then we have 3 more work packages which are more related to the dissemination of the results. After we have prepared a draft report somewhere next summer, We'll be posting that for public comments, and will be reviewed by the community as such. And we'll be engaging with them in subsequent meetings. We'll come up either in the ICANN meetings context or DNS OARC or RARE meetings or whatever. We'll be quite heavily planning some of the feedback moments there. And then we have a project management work package which wraps it all up, I think. In these, we have more or less a time planning which looks something like this. We're still shifting a bit in where to do what exactly, but at least we've gone off to start by now. So once again, this work package one is in involving the community to get input for the study and feedback on our study approach. Then the work packages 2, 3, and 4 are the actual measurements and analysis of data, including the forward-looking analysis with the simulation model. And then with work package 5, we'll be preparing a draft report on the study results. And then in work package 6, we'll be engaging once again with the community on getting back and review of our study results. As you can see, this is quite some period, so it's not like we're going to post it for public comments, wait for 40 days and then get a response. It's we're actually making an effort to make sure that our study results will be reviewed by the community, and we get the opportunity to get to do some additional analysis if requested. So this is more or less the high-level time plan for our study approach. And that brings me to my final sheet where we say, okay, where we wrap up what I've just been saying, I think. Once again, we envision a objective and data-driven study regarding the root server system stability. We'll be looking at the current state of the root stability, as well as extrapolating those results to future scenarios. We foresee to make our instrumentation available such that we can do continuous root stability monitoring instead of doing a one-time-only data analysis as a result. And I guess with our consortium team, which is quite complementary in expertise, we are the guys who can stuff, actually. So don't know if you have anything to add, Christian or Benno? Any reactions, questions, suggestions?
I'm Brajesh Jain from ISP in India. When you started study, do you have the reference set that how is the performance of security root zone today? So that could become the reference that is it becoming better or is it becoming... It may still be good enough, but is it becoming better or worse?
Right. Thanks. That's a good question. Actually, question number one, I think, was we are starting as of now, so we don't have any reference data so far. In discussions we did have, we are requesting not only for current data but also for historic data. So if you're indicating that we need a reference point somewhere in time from which we can see indeed whether it gets worse or not, that will be on our mind to plot it in time and not to have a one-time only signature. We'll be trying to get some data, historic data, in order to be able to even go further back than the first new gtlds that have been introduced into the root zone already. How far we can come, I'm not quite sure. It will depend on the data, but we'll make sure that we make an effort to get this reference point.
You are going to use a couple of different data sources and still figuring out if there are additional data sources. One of the data sources that you mentioned was the SIDN, use of the .NL DNS services. Now, I know that the SIDN has a privacy board in place to govern what data is being collected and what it can be used for. Will your research also have a privacy framework to ensure that the data that you use in your investigation is only used for this purpose?
Can I post this to you?
Yeah, we set this up for the .NL data. So because that's tied to the Netherlands, so we have a privacy framework in place for the Dutch situation, complying with the Dutch Privacy Act. But we will have to look into, let's say, this new situation, which will also involve root server traffic. So this is something that we will need to address within the project, I would say.
I think the in our consortium agreement, we have a chapter on data sharing policies, actually, which are concerning mainly the SIDN data that we'll be using. I guess when engaging with other parties which will provide data sources will indeed have similar kind of agreements on how to which policy applies linked to data sharing. Thanks for your question.
One of the data sources you mentioned you were going to use was the RIPE Atlas, and I think it's a great data source, but it's also a very skewed view of the world. So I don't really have a good proposal for an alternate active measurement platform, but I think you should either try to ideally augment the RIPE Atlas network to cover the gaps, or that probably is going to be, but otherwise find some other active measurement platform. I know there's commercial available, for example. So.
Thank you, Shane. Indeed, we know that RIPE Atlas many of the nodes are in Europe and North America. We do consider other measurements platforms, either the MLAB or the more commercial measure. And we'll take care of the skewness of the data.
Cool.
The measurements point.
And I have another question. I don't know if it's actually for your team or not. So you explicitly aren't looking at the visioning side of things. Is there a separate study underway to look at that?
Aaron, could you respond to that?
I will actually turn that over to David, who's down at the end of the table.
Very hot potato, I see.
David Conrad is our ICANN CTO.
By provisioning, what do you mean specifically?
Well, there was this nice pretty diagram with one part grayed out, which said provisioning. I guess I mean all of the ICANN processes around managing this larger data set. And it could be quite simple things, like you go to a web page now, and, you know, looking at 10,000 names on a single page or paging through it could be quite cumbersome. At that point, you start to need better tools like search, maybe RESTful API that people can do the stuff. And then it becomes, it's not impossible. There's a lot of additional work that involves when things start to scale. That's kind of the area that I was thinking.
Right. So I'm fairly certain, and actually Karen might be more authoritative here, but I'm fairly certain that a large number of studies on the processes and mechanisms by which the new GTLD program was implemented are being under internal one done. I'm not sure if there'll be an external one. Some of that aspect of provisioning has been identified as areas in which improvement is necessary for moving forward. You know, the focus on this particular to determine whether or not the increase in the root zone has caused damage to the internet, and the incremental improvements in the scale, it might be damaging to ICANN staff or people trying to make use of a glorious ICANN website. However, I don't think qualified in the context of damage.
I have one last thing. I'm sorry. I have the mic, so yeah. I guess you mentioned that you were going to go and look at previous data sets. I mean, because you have this, and if you're going to be doing simulations, we have this awesome natural experiment that we've already done. Right, expanding. So is the idea to compare the simulations and use that as a kind of reference to validate them, or not?
I think that's an interesting question. I think that thought didn't cross our minds yet, but it's interesting indeed. Yeah.
I don't know exactly how that would work, but again, you mentioned you have the DIDL data. We have the historical. Yeah. OARC is a great resource for these kind of things. So
right.
Data is available depending on what kind of simulations you want to do.
Right. Yeah. Very good.
Indeed, it's a great way to calibrate your simulation, to validate your model. Yeah. So.
May I? Okay. Yeah, Peter Koch, Dienik. As such, I am new TLD agnostic. In a previous life, I was part of the team that dealt with what ended up as RSEC-002. If I remember correctly from your work plan, and maybe I missed something, it goes into 2017. I haven't really seen any interim conclusions there. And given that the data set that was defined in RSEC OOU was meant to be an early warning system support. Maybe there could be earlier results somehow. Don't get that wrong. I mean, your plans of new and additional measurements are really, it's great and it's very ambitious, and I'm really looking forward to what you're going to do there. Maybe I just haven't really understood the relation of this early warning system and the missing piece in that, because the data collection is there, but then it's open to the public and needs to be researched. So this early warning system and the study that is scheduled here. And one final question to add to that is maybe I've just glanced through the RFP. These additional data sets, I saw there was something mentioned, but that is part of your project proposal already. That was not really the basic task, right?
This was not the basic task. Actually, we are starting now, right? So if I paraphrase your question correctly, then you're saying the delivery of study results is quite late, right? That's one of the...
I had desperately tried to be more British.
Okay. The timelines that you see here are more or less the indicated timelines from the RFP, which includes a draft report or an intermediate report of the study results by the summer of next year somewhere. Actually, those are quite extensive results, I would say. And we'll, as I mentioned, make sure that we'll engage with the, in particular, the technical community much earlier on and try to present some of the intermediate results that we have until that point in time. So, a point taken, we will not wait with any presentation of results till summer of 2016, and certainly the 2017 timeline that you're mentioning is in particular in order to allow a long period of, say, reviewing by the community from the moment where we publish our study results.
This makes perfect sense to me, at least. So maybe I could rephrase that remark slightly, not to give you a hard time, but to get to the point here. If what we designed back then, and that's already, what, 2 years ago, that the, 2 or 3 years ago that the work started, if that is meant to be an early warning system, maybe you find some indicators whether it is really able to serve that purpose. And that should be something that might be in your earlier results. Given the ambitious project that you've mentioned, I'm fully aware that will take some...
Thanks. Any further comments on this?
No, just in addition to that, indeed, we will do outreach and present intermediate results, insights during DNS OARC meetings, ICANN meetings, RER meetings. Part of our plan, of our project plan, and we'll try to involve community as much as possible.
I have one comment. Cover Angular IPNCC, I'm in charge of KRoot and Atlas as well, so... It's somehow related. Basically, it's a little bit of nitpicking, but when I come to ICANN meetings, nitpicker. The name of the project is Analysis of Known Stability, which for me as a root operator basically doesn't have any real meaning. I saw the presentation, and basically your take on that was, which I agree with, was root server system stability, which is fine. Known stability... Yeah, at best can be like file is published properly. So I think it's good to start with a proper name from the very beginning. It's not your thing, it's ICANN's job of naming the project. But I think it's good to change that. And as a second thing, for those reviews and all this stuff, I strongly suggest that you also involve RSAC caucus, a group of almost 70 DNS experts in that caucus. Most of your member of that, these are experts who can give you real valuable feedback.
Oh, yeah, Danny McPherson, I just had one question. I guess then from what I understand, this is focusing on the stability of the root server system itself and the implications of, say, either churn or additions to the root zone file and not the potential effects of on internet security or stability of relying parties of the root server system. For example, most of the things that were hung up with name collisions, internal name certificates, public lists, other things that resulted in some of the challenges with the deployment of new GTLDs. So is that correct, that that's entirely out of scope and we're just looking at the root server system and the root zone file?
Yes, indeed. It's we don't look at relying parties in this study. Any common suggestions are welcome, of course, but mainly focused on these
Hi, Jordan Buchanan with Google. So now I'm more confused after having seen your previous. Can you go back to the chart on that has recursive resolvers on it, which are not part of the root system? So are they in scope or out of scope?
I guess they're not in the primary scope. Nevertheless, we'll do active measurements, which are from the client side of the recursive resolvers. So we'll be seeing some of the behavior of the recursive resolvers. Having said so, once again, they're not in primary scope. They're not the subject of study. They're that closely related to the root server system that we cannot ignore it. Okay?
Sure. Yeah, I guess, I mean, I just imagine things like universe as well, and seem like those are just as important to the DNS scalability. Maybe that's more of a context, a comment for ICANN as opposed to...
Right, and that actually, the Office of the CTO will be working in conjunction with TNO on this project, and one of the areas, you know, such as the implications of you know, how the scaling of the root impacts caching. While it's not directly in scope for TNO, it is in scope for the stuff that we, all of that will sort of be put together by staff at some point when we're sort of aggregating the information associated with studies that were, however all this stuff started, all of that will be.
One more question, or more like a comment, I guess, which is just to build on the previous gentleman's comment, the warning aspect of this, which is in addition to the RSEC-02, I think the board has passed a resolution that basically says we're not going to allocate any more TLDs beyond or gTLDs set until we see the results of basically what our current, you know, look at our current monitoring situation. And it seems to be phrased in the context of, like, early warning root server study. So it seems like there's some direction from the board that we want to see some early measurement of the issue as well to make sure that we're not doing ACK damage before that process proceeds as well. So it would be helpful from that perspective too, I think.
Thanks. Any further questions? No? Then Karen, I think we can conclude. Thank you very much. We'll be looking forward to interacting with you on this interesting topic.